3, well, we promised you, and we've got Ava Cannell with us, who's going to be at Prentice Progress Days coming up this weekend. She just arrived into the Midwest just recently via plane. Ava, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. I'm here at MSP in the airport, hopping on. But how are you today?
Doing good, doing good. You've got a little stint up here in Sioux Falls and then over in Danbury, and then you'll be in Prentice on Saturday night. Ava, talk a little bit about it. I was reading a little bit about your bio. It sounds like your career is on acceleration mode here, Ava. You've had some exciting things, opening for Pam Tillis and Lainey Wilson, and your career, you have to feel pretty good about some of the opportunities and some of the things that your career has already led to, right?
For sure. Yeah, it's been really exciting. It brought back memories being at MSP because I was just here for that Hoofbeat Fest not too long ago. And so, yeah, it's been a really exciting ride. And I've ended up in Wisconsin a few times now, so I really love it.
Yeah, it sounds like your career is on the fast path. We played your song earlier this morning, and we're going to play it again. But you got hooked up and kind of co-wrote with Lainey Wilson, I guess, with that song. Is that right?
Well, it's actually funny how it happened. So she had written a song called Get You Back with my friend Tom O'Connor. And this was a while back, but they ended up not cutting the song. I guess it just was kind of one that got put on the back burner. And he had shared the song with me and, you know, I was really loving it. And I was like, wow, it's so great. And he was like, well, I don't think we're ever going to cut it if you want. Like, I could ask her if you could just cut the song. And he did. He asked her and Farron Rakers, who we wrote it with, and I ended up putting out the song.
Yeah, what a great opportunity. As your career, I always like to ask artists, because you're young and you're just on the upswing, but still you must have had a couple of those pinch myself moments when you're on stage and Pam Tillis is coming in next, and then you're on stage and then Lainey Wilson's backstage waiting to come on stage after you. That must be a couple of those moments early in your career. You're like, whoa, look at me go, right?
yeah. Sometimes you're like, wait, is this really happening? And I've definitely had a few of those, like you said, before those openers, or just like even when you're, you know, in the airport doing a radio interview, it's really cool. Like, just to kind of think that things are picking up and you get to always kind of be somewhere new or doing something fun. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, folks can come out and see Ava Saturday in Prentice, and then just a few months down the road, they'll say, hey, I saw her, and now she's, what do you got coming up? Talk about some of the things in the next few months. I'm sure you got a few things that you're working on.
Yeah, well, I have obviously these next few shows, bunch of shows coming up everywhere, all over the place. And then I have my EP coming out. We're thinking late October, maybe sometime around that time frame. But yeah, it's really exciting. I have like 5 new songs coming out on that EP, so it'll be a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, and you've been kind of hanging around Nashville and working there. That's important for an artist's career. From what I've talked with other people, it is. It's kind of important to be there in the loop, right?
It is, yeah. There's a few scenes that have been really good to me, and one of those is Nashville for writing, and then obviously Texas is great for like just kind of touring around and hitting those different markets over there. But there's so many awesome places to go as an artist to kind of find those outlets. So.
Talk a little bit about what music you listen to that influenced you. Now people may be a little surprised. I'm always intrigued to see where the musical path leads you, but talk about you're still young, but your younger days of music influence there, Ava.
So for sure, I think my biggest influence growing up was like Sugarland. That was a huge one. I'm trying to think what else. Like, I loved Miranda Lambert, Crystal Annie, stuff like that. And obviously my music takes kind of change as I grew up, but I think that's like the core foundation of it for sure.
Yeah. Any rock, any grunge or anything like that in there too? Or
actually not at all, which is shocking because my EP that's going to be coming out and kind of it's a little bit there in my single that you played this morning. It kind of does have that influence, and it's weird because I was in the studio with my producer and he's like, hey, I'm kind of getting this vibe, but I know you don't really listen to that music, so I don't know where it's coming from. And I was like, I don't either, but
yeah,
we're going to go with it. So
yeah,
cool.
Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Are we unplugged? Are we the band? Or what can people expect when they come out Saturday night, Ava?
It's unplugged. It's going to be acoustic, which is honestly one of my favorites. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. All right. Well, Ava, you're in the airport and you're on the move. You're on the way out to Sioux Falls. So thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate you very much. And we look forward to check out Ava on YouTube. Do you have a website or what would be the best place to really check out what you got going on?
Absolutely. I have social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. It's Ava Connell Music. That's AvaConnell. Music, and then I have a website, avacanelofficial.com.
All right. I have a feeling you're on the way to some big stuff here, Abe. I'm very excited to have been able to talk to you. I always tell people, I brag a little bit on the morning show. I said, you know, Jake Owen was on the morning show. Scotty McCreery was on the morning show. you know, and then Old Dominion was on the morning show when they started. So you're going to continue the tradition, and I'll be able to say I knew Ava when. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ava. Good luck to you. We'll see you here in Prentice on Saturday night.
Sounds good.
Take care, Ava Connell. She is at Prentice Progress Days Saturday night, 6 o'clock. She's good. I'll just tell you, she is really, really good. And I'm going to play her song coming up in just a moment here again. She's only 19 years old. She's going out to, she flew into Minneapolis. She's going out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Then she's coming back to Danbury. And then she's going to be in Prentice Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And I'm very excited for folks to be able to see Ava play. And we'll play her song, if you missed it earlier, coming up in just a moment here.
Hey, it's Ava Connell. You can catch me live at Prentice Progress Days this weekend. And you're listening to my new single, Get You Back, on 98Q Country. Yeah.